Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. It has been beautiful in Southern California. Most of the country is storming, but we are, you know, today's colder, but we've had a beautiful run this year. And it really reminds me of how much time we spend indoors, and being outdoors is good for the soul. It's good for the spirit. It's good for your body and your mind and everything and your well-being. And we need, as a public, to support public lands. And to that end, we are super excited to welcome Michelle Markell. She runs the website, supportpubliclands.com. She is an avid thru-hiker, has hiked all over the country and in South America. And she's got a project coming up, and she wants to let us know. Michelle Markell, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's always so great to get to chat with you on the Brink Show.
Yeah, we love having you on, and I'm looking at your gorgeous website at some of the beautiful places that you've been. Talk a little bit about your project, the Support Public Lands Project, and kind of what your mission is.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I've been working on this project. It's a website for the past few years on and off when I haven't been hiking or traveling or whatever. And essentially the mission of Support Public Lands is to get people excited and encouraged to go into the outdoors and recreate in whatever way they choose to recreate, because I realize that most people aren't thru hikers. Most people don't want to be thru hikers. It's an incredibly esoteric niche area of the outdoor recreation market. But trying to encourage people to get outside and enjoy our public land so that when issues come up that require advocacy for them, they'll be inspired and motivated to do so to protect all of our access.
And so, you know, we saw, now, of course, we have a new administration coming in today, but we saw under the Trump administration the disappearance of some of our public lands. And I know that this was an issue for you. What is kind of on the horizon in the public lands front, or is everybody just kind of, you know, holding their breath to see what happens?
It was. I actually started this project during this last administration because of the withdrawal of so many acres from our national monuments. And there are a lot of things that have happened, especially within the last month, that are definitely going to impact public lands. Uranium mine in Nevada, I think that's a lithium mine. A lot of mining and extraction projects that haven't really been well vetted or studied in terms of their environmental impact have been pushed through sort of at the last minute before the new administration comes in. I am very excited about the idea that Representative Deb Haaland is going to be our Department of the Interior Secretary. She's the first Native American to be in the role, which is entirely appropriate since Interior also managed the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So I think that things will go better. I'm inspired by the 30 by 30 initiative, which is conserving 30% of our lands and waters by the year 2030. And then also hopefully trying to reel back in some of the environmental regulations and laws that came out within the last 4 years to help ensure that we have clean air and clean water going into the future.
So I know that we have a lot of public lands here in California. That's, beautiful, incredible public lands from the Sierras to the deserts, to the beaches and everything in between. There's a project in Redlands that you are engaging with. Why don't you tell us about that?
We do. We're so lucky in California. We have everything. You know, and I think a lot of people also, like, the idea of what public lands constitute isn't necessarily crystal clear. Most people think like Grand Canyon or, you know, Yosemite, things like that, which obviously are public lands. But public lands also has included everything right down to city parks. So the Redlands Conservancy, which is a local nonprofit in Redlands, is doing a project for January. It's a fundraiser for them called the Fresh Air Challenge. So many of the challenges and fundraisers for nonprofits in this past year have been virtual or online because of the pandemic. So their idea was trying to get people in the Redlands, in and around the Redlands area, to get outside and walk a million miles for Redlands. Incredibly ambitious goal. That's a lot of miles. But I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for me as basically a more national organization who I'm in the midst of applying for nonprofit status to partner with a local organization, because that's sort of one of the ideas of my website as well, to promote both of our interests and everybody, you know, gets benefits. So I'm going to be thru-hiking Redlands, but more specifically, I created a route to include all of the Redlands Conservancy trails. They have a little bit more than 40 trails in and around the Redlands area, everywhere from the north side, sort of along the Santa Ana River Wash, all the way down to the south side, the San Mateo Canyon Reserve. So I planned a route to spend 3 days. It's a little bit over 56 miles to thru-hike basically all the trails, and then, you know, all the roads or however I have to walk to get in between all those trails to raise funds for both of our organizations.
Well, that is wonderful. My favorite Redlands Conservancy trail, now this is an easy trail because I'm out of shape, but I love the Jacinto Loop. And there's an overlook. It's beautiful and it's not terribly difficult, but it still gives me a workout and I enjoy it very much. The Redlands Conservancy really, really takes care of their land. It's very clean, and it's just obviously the people who are involved with that organization really love the lands that they're in charge of, and so that's obvious when you hike on their lands. And so, how can people get involved? How do they walk? How do they donate? How do they do all of that?
Well, there are a number of ways to get involved. I have a news article that has specifics on how you can both sponsor me as a walker, which would benefit both Support Public Lands and the Redlands Conservancy, right, that you can click through right on the front page of my website, supportpubliclands.com. If you're interested in joining the Fresh Air Challenge, where you can register and, keep track of your miles and raise funds for the Conservancy on your own, then go to redlandsconservancy.org. And if you don't want to do either of those, but you would still like to make a donation or a contribution based on my walking, then you can go to tinyurl.com/freshairchallenge. And my name is Michelle Markell, and my user ID is 9876543. So, but probably the best and easiest way would just be go to my website. There's an article there that leads you to all the directions you may want to go.
Well, Michelle, we've got time for one more question. What is on the horizon? You say that you're starting a new nonprofit. You know, you're making Support Public Lands a nonprofit. So far, it's just been a labor of love. What's your goal with this effort?
You know, I'm really excited about this year with the sort of, it's not really possible to do a long thru-hike this year, so I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity to do smaller, long hikes, sort of like this one, and then next month I'm hoping to do the Maricopa Trail, which is essentially a green belt around the Phoenix area, and do collaborations there as well. So basically just trying to build the community, build the outdoor community, hopefully with some funding as a nonprofit. I can start building out this website a little bit faster and start getting some of the initiatives and programs that I have in mind up and running.
And I see on your website that, I said one more question, but I still have another question. I see on your website that you have other people who are contributors. They're photographers and they're thru-hikers who are contributors to your website. Are you looking for more people who are out in the outdoors to become part of the collective, the family?
You know, I will be. It's funny that you mentioned that, and I hadn't even thought that might be how people perceive that. Basically, so I have outdoor adventurers on the website. I have a whole area dedicated to people that go out and recreate on and love our public lands. They don't actually contribute to the site at this time. It's all me. I'm the only person that's doing this entire thing. However, I am looking forward to hopefully recruiting more volunteers to be more local representatives, and then also for people, you know, that can sort of speak up for their pet issues within public lands, like wildlife and clean water, things like that, trail maintenance, whatever issues that may come up, and sort of build the community in that way. But so far, it's mainly trying to put faces to the people that actually get out and enjoy our public lands, and that's those are the faces that you're seeing on the site now.
Well, Michelle Markell, please keep us posted. We want to hear from you regularly to see how this is going. And it's go to supportpubliclands.com. That's supportpubliclands.com. And support Michelle through her through hiking of Redlands. We need to keep this area beautiful. Michelle, it's always a treat to have you on the air with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Erin. Take care.
You too. So with that, it is time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.